Health, safety, and environment steps and compliance. Health, safety, and environmental HSE standards are set and enforced by national governments through the appropriate government agencies. In the UK, this agency is the HSE. In the US, the main body is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. Organizations must determine what regulations apply to them in each of the jurisdictions in which they operate and how they will monitor and enforce these standards internally so that workers, customers, and the public are not exposed to hazards. Some other examples of HSE risk mitigation steps include provision and use of personal protective equipment, PPE, use of safety procedures and hazardous material procedures, lockout / tagout on the servicing and maintenance of machines and equipment, air quality measuring and purification, noise level measuring and noise-related facility or equipment modifications, air, water, and waste emissions measurement and control. Adherence to safety and environmental standards can be measured using a process such as the following. Compare actual to targets. Measure conformance to targets. For example, look for differences. Determine action to be taken to correct non-conformance. Start corrective action. Document the results and retain documentation for proof of compliance. Assessing an organization's environmental footprint helps determine both the organization's risks and its responsibilities, as is discussed more next. Environmental footprint. One of the more challenging local design decisions that require the organization to consider trade-offs is the size of the operation and its impact on the environment. An environmentally responsible business is a firm that operates in such a way as to minimize detrimental impacts on society. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The selected manufacturing process type, process layout, and resulting amount of scrap per unit impact the environment and sustainability goals of the organization. Organizations are looking for ways to decrease the environmental footprint of manufacturing processes in part through the reduction of waste. Another HSE responsibility is assuring proper storage and handling of hazardous material or hazmat, including its elimination where possible. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hazmat as follows. Hazardous material defined by environmental laws and legal precedents. A product has been defined as hazardous by regulations that impose stiff fines if the regulations are ignored. Organizations can reduce the overall impact of their manufacturing facility on employee health and the natural environment through efficient use of energy, water, and other resources, protecting employee health and improving employee productivity, reducing waste, pollution, and harm to the environment. Many organizations are taking their lessons learned from improving the efficiency of their existing manufacturing operations and embedding that in the design of any new operations. Organizations may use a design approach called Design for the Environment, DFE. Using this process, an organization conducts an environmental assessment during the concept stage of design to measure the impact on the environment throughout its life cycle.